It's time for Building Alaska on KFAR Radio, brought to you by Gen Solar, the Fairbanks leader in sustainable, reliable energy solutions. And now, Building Alaska.
Hello, hello, everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in. This is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse. I'm today's host. Guys, I hope you have had an awesome week. I don't know about you guys, but this week has just been amazing. The sun, the clear skies, no rain. I'm very thankful. I'm very, very, very thankful that we have such good weather. You know, one thing that I fear every single summer is, you know, we come out of these cold and dark winter seasons, and the last thing that you want to look forward to is either a rainy or a smoky summer. I don't like it. I don't like it when it's smoky. I don't like it when it's raining nonstop. I am from Portland originally. I came up here in 2015, and I do enjoy the rain, but I don't like it when it's constantly raining. So far, we're doing pretty good. You know, I think that this summer is going to be a really nice one. I don't think that we're going to really receive that much rain. But guys, this is the best time to start looking at your home, okay? Find out what you want to do with your house, okay? This is the time of year where people start coming up with ideas. They start finding out, hey, what can I improve on? What can I change? What can I fix? The fixing has got to be one of the most crucial parts. What I mean by that is if you had any kind of roof leaks, right? If you had poor insulation, if you are seeing that your house is not holding the heat in properly, this is the time where you start fixing things. Stop putting it off for another year. You know, every time that we do that, right? If we have a roof leak and we're like, well, we made it this far, I can go another week. Guys, move away from that. Move away from that mindset. Start taking care of your stuff now. Guys, your home is your large. For most people, a home is the largest asset that they'll ever have. Okay? Protect it. Take care of it. It's going to go up in value. The numbers are going to start going up. And the last thing that you want to do is to be set back so far that you're not going to get much out of the house once you're finally done repairing it, okay? What I mean by that is if you look at your roof, okay, especially those people who have old roofs, or even let's just say that you have a metal roof, especially if your roof has exposed screws and you just come out of the winter season, inspect it, okay? The last thing that you want is to have water constantly trickling in and you not even realizing it. And what's going to happen is as long as water continues to get into those areas, it's going to travel. It's going to go down. Gravity's going to pull it down. It's going to get into places you're not going to be able to see. And God forbid that turns into mold, okay? The environment where mold starts to thrive is an environment that you don't get to see right away. Okay, it takes time. And the last thing that you want to do is wait 2, 3, 4, 5 years until you start seeing that black mold or any other kind of mold seeping through the walls, seeping through the paint, seeping through the corners, seeping through the flooring, seeping through the baseboards. It's horrendous, okay? And the longer you wait, the worse it's going to get. Not only is it going to cost you a lot more, but it's also going to affect your health. It's not something that I'd recommend you taking lightly, especially if you have kids, if you have a family, if you have an Airbnb, if you rent it out, or if you have an apartment that you are leasing or anything like that. Guys, take care of your stuff. You know, make sure that your people that are living in there are protected. You don't want to be held liable for anybody's health bills. Everything's going up in price. And it gets pretty expensive. But guys, check your roof, check your siding. If you guys have noticed that you didn't like the drainage this year when the snow started to melt, look around, find out what you can do. Maybe it's time to upgrade your landscaping. Maybe it's time to make your home look better by adding rocks, adding gravel, you know, maybe putting in a different kind of gutter system, maybe adding gutters, maybe fixing the ones that are broken that you've told yourself and your spouse that you're going to fix 5 years ago. I'm guilty of that, by the way, guys. I'm still in the process of putting my gutters up, so I'm speaking to myself first. But like I said, this is the perfect opportunity to go around your house while it's sunny, while it's clear, while it's dry, and start finding the things that you have put off for so many years that you need to fix now. The last thing that you want to deal with is the things for these things to progress, to get to a point where you start seeing failure in the structure. that's going to cost everything. Folks, if you are just tuning in, this is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse. I'm today's host. And if you guys have missed any of our episodes, if you guys want to go back and you want to tune in, if you guys go to KFARradio.com, you go under our, for the Building Alaska episodes, we have the archive files and they're all in there. So, and if you've missed any of them, you can go back and you can look at the dates and it'll tell you, you know, if it was, you know, May 31st or 24th or the 17th, because we air on Saturdays at 2:30 p.m. And so it's going to be marked right with the date and then also the title. So if you have been on this show or you want to share a specific show with your friends and family, you want to let your people know, hey, you know, there's this, you know, awesome radio show and they've talked about this and talked about that. And I know that you're interested in solar. I know you're interested in backup systems or whatever it is that we're talking about. It's a perfect opportunity to share with your friends and family. So if you go to KFARradio.com, go underneath the archive files and then look for Building Alaska. We have everything loaded up on there, and that way you guys can tune in for the year 2025. So guys, we're going to dig right into the topic of today. Okay, there's the talk about the 30% tax credit disappearing for residential solar. Okay, it is not, it's not new, it's not anything new. There's, you know, they've been talking about this for quite some time. And so what they're going to be doing is there's speculation that it's going to end by the end of this year. Okay, so this is going to be the update, right? The House of the Representatives, they just passed the budget reconciliation bill, including the measure to terminate the 30% residential solar tax credit at the end of 2025. Okay, the big beautiful budget bill will head to state, where a final vote is expected before August recess. Okay, and possibly even before July 4th, if passed. As currently written, residential solar and battery systems placed in service by December 31st of 2025 will still qualify for the residential clean energy credit. Okay, so guys, they're talking about it. Okay, it looks like by the end of this year, it's going to disappear. Okay, what does this mean? If you have been entertaining the idea of going solar for your home or for your business, guys, we all know that money changes, okay? The value of the dollar constantly is changing. We see that prices are constantly going up and they're going to continue to go up. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter if it's food. It doesn't matter if it's resources. It doesn't matter if it's your house. The numbers are always going to be changing, okay? So a lot of people are like, well, 30%. If you understand numbers, 30% is a large chunk of money for savings, okay? If you are looking for residential solar, guys, the time to act is now, okay? We are booking up quick. We are booking up with a lot of solar installs. And the last thing that you want to do is be put at the end of the line where we're going to barely get you squeezed in, okay? If you look at any other company that does solar, they're booking up quick, okay? You do have options. And guys, that's another big thing that we want to talk about. Okay, just because you might have heard that there's only one solar company in the state of Alaska, it doesn't mean that you need to go run there and just get it because they tell you. Guys, shop around, okay? So any solar system that you get as a quote, okay, you're going to pay what the representative, what the salesman is going to convince you that you need to pay. That's why it's important to shop around, okay? Don't just get one quote. When you get in a car accident and you need to get your car fixed, is it wise just to go to one shop and be like, you know, I need my car fixed. Can you give me a quote? Well, I don't want to go anywhere else because it's a waste of time. Guys, the solar system that you're going to get installed is based off of what the salesman is going to tell you that you need to pay. That's why it's important to shop around. Okay, every company has different rules. Every company has different policies. Every company has different ways of you know, giving quotes. Find out what's around you. Most of our customers that have come through our doors, they love our prices because they're able to shop around. There's more than one company in the state of Alaska that does solar. So it doesn't matter who you go through, it's best to always get more than one or two different quotes so that you can save. But on top of that, this 30% tax credit, guys, this is huge. Okay, this has saved so much money for so many people. And now that it's in the talks that it's going to disappear by the end of this year, The time to act is now. The price for panels, the price for installation, the price of electricity, the price of labor, the price of material, everything is going up, guys. So the longer you wait, the more you're going to pay. Remember, the longer you wait, the more you're going to pay. And if you're not taking advantage of this tax credit, okay, you're losing out on huge savings. Now, to some people, they're like, oh, I don't really care about it. When you look at the overall cost of a solar project, 30% is a huge number. What could you do with 30% tax credit? What could you do with that money? What would it do for you? Okay, for those people who are just tuning in, this is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse, today's host, and we were just talking about the 30% tax credit that it's on the way out the door. Now, I can't tell you guys if it's going to come back. I'm not sure what's going to happen, but right now, the 30% tax credit is one of those things where we want to make sure we're taking advantage of it right now. So for those people who are not looking for something that big, right, they're not looking to power, you know, or take care of or back up their entire home. Guys, solar is a beautiful thing. It's not only just for homes or businesses, okay? Although there are incentives going down that route, there's so much more you could do with solar, okay? This is a time of year where we see people going out camping, fishing, hiking, hunting. They're doing so much out there. And the last thing that they want to do is to bring something like a generator that's super loud, that's going to disrupt the peace, that's going to scare off and spook off the animals, that's going to ruin the moment that you go out there to go relax. So powering up by solar is an amazing way to create energy, okay? Now, the cost of the panels are not free, but you are getting free energy, okay? A lot of people, they don't want to go carry around fuel tanks. They don't want to have to carry on a heavy generator. There's so much that you could do with solar, okay? We have so many people coming in with greenhouses that are wanting to run their greenhouse strictly on solar, okay? There are amazing systems out there that you can put together that will actually supply the power to your greenhouse without having to pay an electric bill. Now, of course, there's a startup cost. You got to buy the material. You got to buy the solar panels and the wires and the depending on what kind of system you're looking for. But in the end, guys, you're creating your own energy. So every single year that passes by, every single one of us should automatically understand that the price per kilowatt is increasing. And we have one of the highest amounts in the nation. Okay, a price per kilowatt, guys, in Alaska, it's getting up there and it's getting uncomfortable. A lot of people are frustrated. A lot of people do not like it. And so they're looking for all these alternatives. And one of the best ways is to go with solar. Guys, we are in one of the best places, I believe, in the entire United States of America. In the summer, you're always going to overproduce. That's the benefit of being up here. You know, and then a lot of people are like, well, I don't know if solar is for me. Well, you're thinking of it the wrong way. You're thinking of the wrong way. A lot of people are looking at the worst case scenario, right? Looking at in the winter seasons. Well, what am I supposed to get in the winter? If you have a system that's on a house, right? Residential or commercial, and you have your panels up and it's creating power. Guys, in the summertime is where it's going to pay off the best, right? So if you're on a snap metering program, you get paid for overproduction. Now, of course, there's a certain amount that it gets capped off on. But imagine what would this mean to you if you didn't have to pay any bills in the wintertime. That's huge. That's huge to a lot of people. And that's what solar is going to do for us here in Alaska is when we are in the summer season, right? In the spring, in the summer, and sometimes in the fall, we have so much sunlight, okay? That the homes are going to overproduce. And so not only are you backing up your home, not only are you charging up your batteries, not only are you taking care of your house, but you're also sending all this back to GVEA or whoever your company is, and you're going to be able to get funds for everything that you overproduce. So you're getting paid to generate power. That's huge. That is amazing. And so what's going to happen is either you get a check at the end of the year, or you can use those credits to pay for your months in a winter season. So you are producing more than enough in the summertime to take care of your house, and you are taking care of your winter months. That's why it's important to understand how solar works in Alaska. A lot of people are like, well, it doesn't make sense for me I'll tell you why it doesn't make sense. Because a lot of people don't understand how solar works up here. Guys, we're going to cut to a short break. Don't go anywhere. We're going to come back and we're going to discuss a little bit more about what you could do with solar in the state of Alaska.
Building Alaska will be back after these messages on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks is raving about the technology available for your home from the folks at Gen Solar. From the Tesla solar technology and their amazing sleek power walls, to the always dependable Generac system and EcoFlow battery systems, all for your home or business, all designed to keep your home safe from power outages while feeding power back to the grid and saving you time and money. See for yourself and get all of your questions answered in their amazing new showroom, 29 College Road, right across from the Bentley Mall. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. Gen Solar.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's websites and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, back to Building Alaska on KFAR Radio.
All right, guys, welcome back. Welcome back. This is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. Guys, we were just talking about the benefits of going with solar and that the 30% tax credit for residential is disappearing for solar. Guys, this is the time to get on board. We are booking quick, and we want to make sure that if this is what you want, if you are ready in this time to make the decision to go with solar, guys, visit us, 29 College Road, Suite 14. Can't miss us. We're right there in that corner building, right next to REI building. We're at the intersection. Come in, stop in, and we'll get you taken care of. If you guys have any backup needs, any single generator, whether it's generator, whether it's solar, whether it's battery, guys, we have what you need. Come in, and we'll take care of you. Our number is 290-3333. Again, Gen Solar, 290-3333. Come in, stop on by. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and we are closed on the weekends, unfortunately. Give us a call. If you are out of the city limits and you don't want to have to drive all the way in, guys, give us a call. We'll be able to answer your questions over the phone. We'll be able to send you the information that you're going to need. If you're looking for any kind of backup system, let us know. We'll get you taken care of. But going back to solar, right? A lot of people, they want to experiment with solar, but they're afraid. They're afraid because they're not going to know what to do or how much it's going to cost. And there's so many people that are skeptical about, solar. Is it even worth it? Is it a scam? Guys, it's only a scam if you don't understand how it works. Okay. A lot of people have been getting taken advantage of by big companies that, did screw them over. Right, you have salesmen that are super pushy, that overpromise and underdeliver. Okay, it's inevitable. We saw that Pink Solar was huge, huge, huge solar company. What were they doing wrong? They were selling so much, so fast, and promising people so much that they started cutting corners and they ended up going bankrupt. Okay, that's not something that these companies here in Alaska can afford to even do. Okay. That's why I'm recommending you guys. If you guys are looking for solar, there are more than one company. There's more than one company here in Alaska that does solar. Okay? You have tons of options. Okay? Don't shop in one place. Okay? You'll find so many deals if you just shop around. So don't just take one person's word for it. Do your homework. Do your research. Call around. Find out what other companies are charging for a full solar install with a backup battery or generator or whatever it is that you need, okay? So when you go into any of these businesses, okay, be confident. Know what you want, okay? If you want to back up your entire house, let them know, hey, I'm looking for a system that's going to back up my house. What do I need? What am I looking at? What do I have to do? And see what they're going to tell you, right? If they're going to sit down with you and they're going to break everything down, that's a good thing. That's a thumbs up. But if they're pushing, okay, if they're pushing for you and they're very adamant on you buying it right here, right now, be very careful because you just might not get what you're looking for, okay? You want to make sure, guys, look, solar's not cheap and it's not going to get any cheaper. You think the prices are ridiculous now? Give it another year. Okay, this is a big problem. A lot of people keep pushing this further and further and further. And it's not their fault. It's not their fault. It's because a lot of people don't know what they're getting into. They're scared. They're worried that they're gonna spend so much money on a system that's gonna set them back, right? And a lot of times it does, because some of these salesmen and some of the companies that, you know, we have different people that they go to, they overpromise and underdeliver. So when you go in and want to get a quote, ask a million questions. Ask all the questions that you can possibly think of. The last thing that you want to do is have those questions after the installation is complete and the company wipes their hands clean and they disappear. At GenSolar, that's not us. We'll sit down with you. We'll go thoroughly through all your questions. Make sure that you are in 100% understanding, knowing what you're getting yourself into, knowing what's going to take place in the future, knowing what you're going to be, you know, working with, knowing the price, knowing the material, knowing the installation, knowing everything front to back. Okay? 29 College Road, Suite 14 Canvas, where that corner building right there next to the REI building. You can also give us a call, 290-3333. Or if you visit us at gensolar.net, you'll be able to find us online as well. And you can schedule a time where we can sit down with you and get you all the questions answered. Okay, guys, remember, if you're looking for solar, the time to act is now. 30% tax credit for residential is disappearing. Get on schedule now. Okay, prices are going up. You want to make sure you're locked in right now so that when the price per kilowatt starts going through the roof, when the price per panel starts going through the roof, when the price for the installation keeps going up into the roof, that you are locked in ahead of time so that you're not overpaying in the future. So here's another thing, guys. Okay, when it comes to solar, there's so much more that you can do, okay? I've talked about the greenhouse, the automatic greenhouse, for quite some time. And it seems like it's becoming so popular that a lot more people are coming in and wanting to have a system where their greenhouse is automatic. Okay, I've talked about this a few times, and we're going to continue to let people know that, guys, there is a better way to run a greenhouse. Okay, a lot of you guys are busy folk. Okay, you guys have children, you have a wife or a husband, you guys are in business, you guys are, you know, flying in and out, you guys are constantly away from your home, and you don't really have time to be at your house to take care of your greenhouse. It's one thing to produce your own food, but it's another thing to make it happen, right? It takes a lot of time out of your day. So for those people who are just tuning in, this is Building Alaska on KFER Radio. My name is Jesse. We're just talking about an automatic greenhouse. What does that mean? An automatic greenhouse is a system that is taking care of the greenhouse entirely. Right. So what I have on my house is on my greenhouse, I have two 425 watt solar panels. And what I do is I have it plugged into my EcoFlow battery. And all it does is it pulls the charge from the sun, charges up the battery. And then I have my fans, I have my water pump, and I have anything else that I need plugged into the EcoFlow on timers. So if I wake up in the morning and I have to go to work super early and I'm not able to be at the house, my wife is not there, my kids can't get out there, that everything will turn on itself and turn itself off. What better way to grow your own vegetables than automatic? Okay? This is the time of year where it's going to work perfect. You have so much sunlight. You're going to constantly charge your battery. It's going to stop it when it's fully charged, and it's going to constantly pull so that you can power up with your own energy. You are creating your own energy. Imagine what that means, guys, that you yourself get to create your own energy, that you're not paying an electric bill. You are producing your own energy and producing your own food. That's huge. Guys, but it doesn't just stop there, okay? Just think about what you could do with solar. What would you be able to power? Look at your house. Guys, the next time that you're at your house, if you're not there already, look around your property and find out what you are using that is requiring energy, right? Are you charging batteries? Are you charging, you know, your vehicle? Are you doing this? Are you doing that? Here's another big one. Okay, this one is starting to become really popular too. It's chicken coops. Guys, this sounds ridiculous, but look at the price per carton, okay? I'm not talking about just your generic brand. I'm talking about all of the eggs that are out on the market in the stores. Organic is already expensive to begin with. And a lot of people are like, well, I can't afford that right now. They go with the generic brand. It's still expensive, okay? It's ridiculous to know how high in price eggs are. So why not? Why not produce your own eggs? Why not have a system where it's automatically getting taken care of? There's so much you could do with solar. Let's just say that you have a smaller shop and you want to be able to charge your batteries. You want to be able to create your own energy, produce your own energy to charge and to keep powered, have your tools powered up. You can experiment with so much when it comes to solar. When you're driving, right? When you're going to a campsite, if you're going hunting, if you're going fishing, there's flexible panels, there are rigid panels, there are all kinds of systems that you can get that when you get out there, you are taken care of. No more fuel, no more hauling fuel, no more fumes, no more CO, no more gases getting burnt up and toxic fumes going into your RV, your camper, or in the lungs of your kids or your animals. None of that. You're out there in peace and quiet, enjoying your time out there. You know, everybody, I don't know about you guys, but I know a lot of my family and friends, they look forward to the summer to escape, to go out in the middle of the woods, to go out in the fields, to go out camping, fishing, hunting, to break away and to be able to just breathe. That would only enhance knowing that you're producing your own power in the middle of nowhere. It's summertime. There's sunlight everywhere. You're constantly going to keep your batteries charged, and you can do a lot with it. We have gold miners that constantly come up. If you're a gold miner, guys, we got systems for you. You're off grid. You're in the middle of nowhere. The last thing you want to do is to constantly haul fuel. Okay. We have all kinds of backup systems. EcoFlow is one of our most popular ones that are gold miners that they come up here. They buy the batteries and then also solar panels. We can cut to size. We can sell per foot for PV wire. We have attachments. We have all kinds of accessories that you can get. We even have from EcoFlow. Guys, if you are not familiar with EcoFlow, go to EcoFlow.com and find out what they have to offer. You can build systems, a DIY kit. You can build them up to 90 kW per house. Okay, what does that mean to you? If you're able to generate your own power and not be reliant on the electric company. Okay, there's so much that you can do. So the next time that you go to your house, look at your property and find out what are you consuming as far as electricity. Are you sick and tired of your dryer? Your dryer is constantly pulling so much, to run. Are you looking to do something different with your electric oven? There are ways to create power so you don't have to pay for another electric bill. The stove and the dryer are one of the largest appliances in the average household that draws the most electricity. Okay. There's so much you could do with solar. Start experimenting. Guys, I encourage you guys. Get out there. Do something new. Try something. You want to go camping? Get yourself a battery. Get yourself a solar panel and see how it works. And once you start to realize that, hey, this is actually a lot more simple than I thought and that it actually works, guess what? You can upsize. You could do something bigger. You could do something better. You can go for a shop. You can power up your shop. You can have backup your house. There's so much that you can do. Guys, if you need any backup power, we got generators. We got batteries. We are partners with Tesla Powerwall. We do Franklin batteries. We work with all kinds of systems, Generac generators. Guys, whatever you need, visit us. 29 College Road, Suite 14. We're in that corner building right at the intersection. You cannot miss us on our windows. And through our windows, you will be able to see Generac. You'll be able to see EcoFlow and also Tesla. So if you guys have any needs for backup power, whether you're on grid or off grid, or you don't even want us to install it, you want your own DIY kit. Guys, our panels, we do the bifacial 440 watt panels, okay? They are the top of the line. We love them. Our customers rave about them. They produce a lot of power. If you're just looking just for material, guys, come on in. We got you. Whatever you need, we'll take care of you. Folks, we are at the end of our show. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate you guys staying with us and being a part of our journey here at Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. This show has been brought to you by Premier Kitchen and Bath. Guys, if you can dream of your kitchen, if you dream of your bathroom remodeled, futuristic, modern, whatever style that you can dream, guys, they are the only place that I know that they can make it your reality. As crazy as it might sound, as insane as you can think in your dreams, Premier Kitchen and Bath, they'll take care of you. Guys, thank you so much for staying tuned in. This is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Building Alaska on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. To listen back to this or any past programs, simply log on to kfarradio.com and go to our archives page. Building Alaska is a production of Last Frontier Media Active and this radio station.